You haven't played by our rules.
the preemptive strike has happened.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. In all honesty, it's just like, you know, you see these directors, some of them go with that cop-out, this wasn't what I wanted. I remember that happened with Fantastic Four, too. The new one with Michael B. Well, the latest one with Michael B. Jordan. And he came out and said, before you watch this movie, no, this wasn't my vision, and it wasn't up to me, so what you get... I'm like, all right, maybe you're right. Maybe... Sometimes you can tell when Hollywood is like, hey, we don't like this, let's do more of this. Because they was focusing on, like, Wonder Woman way too much with the original Justice League, in my opinion. And then she was just one of the teammates in the Snyder Cut. So, you know, it might be true. But for the most part, own up to your shit. Just say, hey,
keep it 100. Like, when Batman v Superman happened, Wonder Woman was, like, the best part about it. You know?
I heard she had one of the best movies, too. Don't really focus.
1984, on DC. No, that 1984.
Now I heard that was trash, but I heard her first movie. Well, and this is the thing, people. It's hard. It's really hard to catch lightning in a bottle. I tell people a lot that when the MCU first came out, it wasn't as structured and put together as people swore it was. Iron Man was a risk. People said. I remember when the Incredible Hulk was announced. People said that movie was trash, and now they miss Edward Norton as Bruce Banner. They're like, they made him into a joke. And going back to our conversation about visions, I'm like, how do you know that we wouldn't have got Ruffalo Hulk with Edward Norton? Imagine Edward Norton in Thor Ragnarok. Clearly, that was part of the vision. Either not that or they adapted to it. But okay. And when the MCU started, it was like, it was a risk. Iron Man 2 was not all that.
Because Iron Man, at that time, comic books wasn't as popular as it is now. And Iron Man especially wasn't as popular a character as he is now.
Oh, yeah. The Avengers are trash. Oh, yeah. I stand by that statement. As a kid, it was just Spider-Man and X-Men. I didn't know who the Avengers were. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, you're Captain America. You got one star on your chest. I'm not.
And like, now even, I'm a vibranium. Even at around that time, those were the mainstream characters that people would know. Iron Man, you know, Hawkeye. Thor, Spider-Man, Captain America. Those are probably your mainstream asking somebody on the street characters. But because it was successful, now it allowed Marvel the opportunity to go with the obscure characters. Because, hey, I didn't know who the Guardians of the Galaxy was. You know? Neither did I. And I kind of feel like DC tries to go that route, but they're trying to do it too fast.
Yes. They barely... Although it's crazy because you and I just talked about how we didn't need Spider-Man's origin story. You could jump into the gate with a lot of these DC characters, and I'm not going to be like, well, we need to know. How did he... Like, Black Adam could use an origin story
now. Like, Black Adam and Shazam, I think both of those could have used the origin story. Superman, yeah. I don't need an origin story. Batman, don't need an origin story. Like, Wonder Woman, I honestly didn't know her origin story, but I didn't really feel like I needed it. You know, like, kind of thing. Like, yes. Literally, she just appeared on Earth. Like, that's her origin story. Like,
and, and on another level, her character is... The character that she was attached to probably wouldn't have been able to be mentioned by name. So it's like, you got to just keep it simple. Just throw them in there. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, it's politics at this point now. It's a hit or miss. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy. Do you remember that Avengers cartoon that came out in 2011? It looked like a live comic book. They were like looking bulky. It was Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, Wasp. Ant-Man.
I used to love that one.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yes. That was my shit. Like, I love
Avengers,
that.
Earth's Mightiest Heroes. I think that's
yes,
the name of it.
Yes. I was so mad when it got canceled, but that's a whole topic for another day.
I used to love that
day.
Opening. No, that intro.
Yes. Yo, the opening was dope. I never paid attention to a show that hard because it helped me kind of understand most of the characters too, because it was similar to the movie at that point. Loki orchestrated a lot of stuff to go down and he was responsible for all of that stuff, but. I brought that up because when I first saw the Guardians of the Galaxy in that cartoon, they didn't match the Guardians that were coming out with Chris Pratt. Like, he was serious. I think Adam Warlock was a Guardian at that point. I don't remember. So I'm like, yo, wait. This ain't lining up. I'm getting really confused.
Mm-hmm.
So they took risks on characters that we probably wouldn't have known about or we had a little bit of knowledge of, and it worked. But mm-hmm. Marvel stayed in their lane. DC was doing their own thing. They were dark and gritty, and then they were like, you know something?
But like, see, here's the thing with DC, and I used to say this a lot when we was on Random Noobs talking about it. Like, they have a whole fucking animated comic book section that does it perfectly. That it could have just said, "Hey, we're gonna adapt this movie." Like the Suicide Squad movie that they have, I think it's called Suicide Squad Helipay. I think that's the first one. I might be wrong. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that's that the one. Assault on Arkham. I think it was Assault on Arkham. When the Joker was involved in that too, I was like, "Yeah, the perfect template right there," because that movie is fire. Y'all could have just copied that movie. Like, y'all didn't have to decide to do this whole stupid witch thing. No, you could have just copied that movie, literally.
To your point, I don't even know if the witch would have been the original villain, because I remember when the trailer there's two things I'm gonna remember until the day I die. The original Final Fantasy 15 trailer and the original Suicide Squad trailer. Because Noctis, I remember, I'm getting off track here, but I remember when it first came out, Noctis was in a limo. He got out the limo. He walked on the street.
It wasn't called Final Fantasy 15.
It was something else.
It's called Final Fantasy Versus 13.
Yeah, and I'm just like, all right. Like, you're going to act like I don't recognize this character. I'm not stupid. You're not going to hit me with the Mandela effect there. And then Suicide Squad was really serious in the beginning. Because I remember Amanda Waller was talking about it. And then they revamped it, and it became this colorful house music trailer. I'm like, all right. I feel like this wasn't the original vision, but okay, it still worked for me because.
But that was because Justice League. I don't think it was Justice League.
It was Deadpool.
It might have been Batman. It might have been Batman v Superman. Batman v Superman failed, I believe. And that's when that's
too soon to do that.
That's also what made DC say, you know what, we need to get out of the gritty movies and do more fun and colorful. So. And that's evidence because, like, after Justice League also flopped, that's when I think Aquaman came out, which is more like a typical MCU movie, along with Shazam.
Shazam worked.
Yeah, but Shazam worked for what it is.
And that's the key word, for what it is. Batman could be dark and gritty. Superman could be a little mellow. Wonder Woman could be a mixture of both. Shazam... if they use in Booster Gold, they could be in that family-friendly oriented. Like, the Spider-Man movies don't have that much intensity as... If you think about it, think about Endgame and No Way Home. They got similar threat levels, but you knew there wasn't any crazy danger, and the intensity wasn't there. Endgame was like, damn, who's gonna die on screen? Who? Everybody's serious, there's no time. Even though Ant-Man had a couple of jokes in there, it was like, alright, this is... You knew it was a level 10 movie. You go to Spider-Man in his world in Queens, it's like, all right, it's Christmas, Halloween, I'm fighting. There were really no villains in that, to be honest. It was just like, you know, cool. Aunt May wasn't, you know, she was her until her unfortunate end, but they were able to mediate each movie. Each movie wasn't the same thing. It was something different. And then DC was like, damn, Marvel's here. We didn't even introduce Darkseid yet. And I'm like, you could have just introduced him as is. That backstory with when the gods teamed up to fight Darkseid, that was beautiful. They could have actually used that. Pick it up from there and then get the Wonder Woman origin. Then talk about, oh, you know, there's a man in Gotham. Cue the bats, and then get the Batman thing. Mm-hmm. He talks about how there's an alien in Metropolis, Superman. Then you do the Justice League. Then Flash. Introduce him as a normal speedster, then have him do Flash 1. Let me do it. Let me write them. let me just get in the studios. I'm like, yo, guys, stop.
But even now, like, with Flash, if the Flash movie is still coming out at this point, but it's supposed to be Flashpoint, so a reset, but then it's kind of like, you know, it makes, like, Flashpoint makes that absolutely no sense right now because as the slate is, there's all these movies that's announced that come out after Flashpoint. And it's like, if we're doing a Flashpoint, why is those movies coming out after Flashpoint? Right? They should come up before if we're doing a reset.
We might be witnessing a Flash Season 3 effect in which, like, how Arrow was still existing despite Flashpoint effects. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Flash just did what he did and it can't be undone, but not everybody was affected by it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it could be one of those things, but...
Yeah.
Nah. It's stupid. Like, I feel like they do got characters in which they can always pull the reset the universe thing. Like, I feel like it's necessary because you don't want to drag the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. Plus, you might regret killing somebody off that you wanted to keep. You and have that freedom because it's a comic.
You know, Secret Wars, you know.
Secret Wars is like, yo, you want to want to be a mutant? Done.
like we're going to reset the whole universe. I reset every character. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all miss Iron Man? He's right there. Like, they're going to just give us everything. Yep. But I'm worried, not because of how the movie's going to go. These Avengers that we have now, aside from Thor, there really aren't any heavy hitters. Because I don't see Falcon throwing a shield at Kang the Conqueror's face or anybody else. It's not
going to be. Well, that's why I laid out like a foundation for like going forward, like characters we need to see. Because they need to introduce some more characters. Even we're talking, since we announced Secret Wars. Like, because I was like, you know, if you remember Hyperion from the comics, I was like, mm-hmm. that's a character
he's that we definitely need. He's been popping up a lot on my Instagram, too.
Yeah, I felt, and this was probably just a raw reaction after seeing the Boys, but I believe, what's this guy's name in The Boys?
The character. Jason Ackles?
Is that the dude that plays Soldier Boy?
Yeah.
I felt like, boom, Hyperion that's right it. There.
That's it. I agree with you on
that. I was like, right there. And then
you could even do Henry Cavill too, because he would be mm-hmm. what he could be if we, you know,
he's Henry Cavill without the restraint. Henry Cavill with a beard, boom.
Yeah, that's it. Yo, speaking of which, did you get a chance to read? I haven't read all of them, but that Marvel storyline where everything was reversed, like Peter Parker wasn't bitten by a spider, he was a sidekick to somebody, Homelander was a hero, it was like a reverse universe.
Nah,
I gotta send it to you.
I don't think so.
It was like their attempt of like refreshing everything. Nothing was what it was, but I think it was a cause of something. But Hyperion was a good guy in that, and there was a couple of characters in there that had different origin stories. You know Marvel, how they try to sometimes drop the ball a lot. And it just stays on the that's the thing. DC does wait. You said it yourself, but I was going to bring up the animated cinematic universe for DC. That shit was wild. Justice League Dark. I never wanted to unsee something in my life. Yo, first scene, I'm like,
damn, right? Like,
and I paid for it on Amazon Prime, so I was like, I was dying to see it. I caught up to every movie. I didn't see Hell to Pay because, first of all, the timeline was getting me so confused with a lot of things. I had to get the animated cinematic timeline in order. But then I was like, you know what, Justice League, War, Dark, I'll watch it. Screw it. That shit, I can't unsee a lot. And it made me feel so depressed. I was like, I haven't felt that depressed since watching Devilman Crybaby. I was like,
when you start the movie and like it just like the violence starts kicking in, I had to pause like, yo, Tom, what am I watching? Like, I was like, what happened? Like, I was like, you know, like, even though these movies, you know, like they're not like a cakewalk, but sheesh. Like, we went from, like, a solid, like, 3-4 kind of, you know, in terms of, you know, like, violence, we was there. All of a sudden, we were just at 10. Like,
we started at 10. Like, yo, I remember I was watching it with my boy because we were both watching the movies. And I called him. I said, yo, I'm about to watch this now. You ready? Y'all paused. He was like, yo, what the hell is going on? I think it started, who got killed off first? Was it Green Lantern?
I just remember getting disemboweled, ripping arms and legs off.
Batman and Superman got it easy. But yes. No, screw that. The Teen Titans got their asses whooped. I was like, bro. Kid Flash was laid out. Batgirl, they jumped on the roof. And I'm
like, damn.
And in my head, when they showed Flash, I was like, all right, so they're going to reset this. So we good. Hey, even after they beat Darkseid. Yo, the Earth's core is compromised. I was like, Jesus Christ. Superman. Yo, what kills me about Superman is he's too damn optimistic. He was like, yo, we can still fix the world. Everybody in Cyborg was looking at him like,
nah.
Who's we?
Nah, there's a yo, Flash. Just go back and Flash is saying, yo, I said I'd never do this again, but.
Constitute. Yo, Like, just keep going. The Trigon versus Darkseid fight was dope, but it was just so much tragedy around it. It's like when Trunks fought the androids. It was a happy ending.
Yo, like, when they explained why Superman couldn't fight, I was like, damn, like, I would have never thought. It was like, they injected him with kryptonite? Like, what?
Darkseid got his paperwork.
I was like, it wasn't enough to just have it near him anymore. They goes like, yo, I'm putting this into your bloodstream. This is like cocaine, man.
I remember when he, like, in the beginning of the movie, when they were flying in, hopefully, it just showed Earth. I said, why the hell Earth look like that? You see Superman with green eyes? What happened?
My man had the beard, the OD beard with he green eyes. He put the
ass on his chest. I'm going to stand you back down.
Yo, he was like, damn.
He tried to wear Lex Luthor's suit, Darkseid. That's cute. Like, I don't know why, like, what you came here for.
Mm-hmm.
But that Trigon Darkseid fight was dope. I don't know if Batman, his suit is fused to his body. There's just a lot where I was just like, yeah, I got to chill out. And this was right after Superman gave them the talk no jutsu about we're gonna go fight Darkseid. This is right after he came back to life fighting Doomsday. Literally, same day.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all all lost. And I'm just like, huh.
Yeah, you got all half right. The Justice League as cyborgs and shit. Remember, Wonder Woman was like half a face, like, yo. I'm like, yo, like, what?
Superman over here.
Yo, who gave this movie permission to go this hard? Like,
yo, and the reason why they did, I heard, is because people hated it. So they was like, all right, bet. You know, let me give y'all a reason to never question nothing again. I was like, damn, man. They did my boy Nightwing so dirty. He got stabbed in the chest. And I'm like, okay. All right. The Lazarus Pit didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
It was tragic. I hope they don't do that with that. I thought they were going that. I had PTSD when I saw Darkseid in the Snyder Cut. I was like, yo, please don't do the same thing again. I can't relive that twice. He's a problem. You heard about Endgame, how there was supposed to be a scene where Thanos showed up and had the head of Captain America 2014. He was going to throw it on the battlefield. If I had seen that, I'm like, all right, we getting too comfortable.
It's like, it's a Marvel movie. They ain't doing that.
Yeah, they took it out, but it was supposed to imply, like, you know, he was sick of the Avengers shit.
He's like, yeah, y'all been interfering in my plans too much. I'm sick of these meddling kids with this
is
stupid
Is this
dog.
Your king? Like, yo. You can't do that here. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Man. Like, hopefully these, you know, like, DC, one day DC will get there. One day.
They're going to get it right if they just do their own thing. They're killing it with the cinematic. I haven't watched the new movies yet. I tried to finish Man of Tomorrow and the new Batman movies. I couldn't get into them. I just watched Injustice, which was trash, only because I was comparing it to the video game. And then I said to myself, this is just another Earth where Superman was evil. But Flash dying the way he did.
I was like, not exactly. I was like, really? Really, I was like, yeah, y'all not gonna call this movie Injustice, but then not follow the fucking script. I don't get it. I don't get when they do that. Like, and they'll call it Injustice. Like, tell me, is a reimagining? Like, if you start with that, then I have less of an expectation.
Yeah. I mean, he did say that was Earth 9, and I believe what Earth was Injustice on? Wasn't it 3?
I don't remember.
Because once they said that, I was like, it's another Earth with similarities to it, but not,
bro, like, not when they was pulling out the finisher, the super moves in there, I was like, okay, all right. Like, I remember when Superman was fighting Superman, I was like, oh, okay, all right. But they're pulling it right out.
And then Earth 1 Superman was trash. He came in all happy and got his ass whooped. I was like, why is everything you're in, you just do exactly what I know you're gonna do? Mm-hmm. You're the strongest hitter we have, and you can't do anything. You got whipped by the other Superman. Yo, Superman in Injustice, I read the comics. Sheesh. Like, I thought they were going to follow it. I thought Zeus was going to slap him. I thought he's going to get the yellow ring. I thought Black Canary was going to tell him, like, yo, you ain't shit. I thought he's going to kill her. I thought he was going to see Constantine. But then I was like, that's too much for one movie. Let Mr. Terrific do this. Let Plastic Man do his thing.
But somehow, some way, everybody got fucking up. Right? They just got to fuck it up. It's like sometimes DC goes out of his way just to go, like, how can we fuck this up more?
Let's keep our reputation going.
Like that. Now, how can we make it better? Like, how can
we? And then we're just gonna take it away. Let's just let's give trailer hype and then just be like, yeah, no, we're not gonna do that. I knew it was a change the moment Superman told Batman that Lois was pregnant and it was inside of a building. When in the comics it was on a roof. When I seen that, I was like, all right,
look, doing I kid you not, it's not gonna surprise me if somehow Black Adam flop flops. Now imagine this, a movie with The Rock flopping. Like, that's gonna be crazy. It's not gonna surprise me if it happens, but
yeah, I'm not gonna say nothing about Dwayne. Yeah,
like, if I see The Rock get on another fucking stage and say, I'm changing the DC universe by its core, some shit like that. If I see another fucking conference thing he show up at and say that stupid ass line, I'm gonna pull up and slap this fucking taste out his candy ass.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because every time The Rock finishes something, it's just this whole speech just finished filming. Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, when you really want something to work out and it works out in your favor, you deliver nothing but great energy. Shout out to the guys that I'm like, yo, Dwayne, we got 2 months for this. He did that for Rampage, and I kid you not, I didn't even go see that. He did that for Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah. The Rock is, I love his effort. He is somebody that I could appreciate because
he's box office. Like, he's gonna make his money at yeah. box office. It ain't no denying that. But it's gonna be fucking crazy that he's doing a DC movie, and I don't really feel like, you know, like the audience is there. Like, I don't feel like a lot of hype behind this movie.
You know what it is? We're in the era where fan castings has come true. We got John Krasinski, who became Mr. Fantastic.
But that's the thing. He was a cameo, and he may not even play Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four movie that's coming.
Which I think is but
it's beautiful because of Secret Wars. And like I said, it's plastered all over Doctor Strange. Incursions.
Yeah, and I was going to say,
keep using this term.
if Wanda really is alive, they're gonna be looking for her because it's like, yo. You thought he was going to leave? You killed Black Bolt, Reed Richards? Yep,
I tell everybody, I say, look, if Hugh Jackman come back, which he just did, I was like, if I see him in this movie, it ain't going to surprise me. If we see the original actor who was playing Mr. Fantastic, I ain't surprised. If we see Michael B. Jordan come back as Human Torch, ain't going to surprise me.
I hope it. Let him not be Human Torch. Come back as a different version of.
And then they'll redeem that Human Torch.
Bro, I knew that movie was trash when I saw it. For when they decided to take a different approach with the cameras, I was like, yo, this is, you got one job. Just make them fantastic and leave this shit alone. I don't need to know.
There's times where you just go, yo, who greenlighted this movie? Like, who saw this and was like, this is a good movie?
who really put a bag of money over their soul and signed a check? Yeah, not do it. The Rock as Black Adam makes sense. Physically.
Yes.
As an actor, he's not doing anything for me, and I'm going to be like, damn, yo, he is Black Adam.
I'm sold on him being Black Adam. I just don't think the movie around him is going to be all that great.
Bro, you know what's crazy? It's funny you say that. It should be the first trailer we got. No. Actually, that's not true. The Black Adam trailer shows other heroes. I'm more intrigued about seeing Dr. Fate and Hawkman.
But
was it Adam Smasher?
Here's the fucked up part about it. I think about, like, who actually knows who those characters are? If we talk about a casual audience. Cause I was like, I saw the trailer and I was like, okay, I know who those characters are without introduction. I was like, but those aren't like mainstream DC, you well, know, Fate characters. Like Dr. Fate, yeah. But
if you watch Arrowverse,
you know what? To be honest, I feel like the majority of a DC slate is obscure. Like if I have to sit here and really think, because I feel like when you go beyond Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Flash, when you go beyond them, it's like.
That's it.
We muddy in the waters, right?
Bro, like, even Barry Allen was a stretch because he was dead so long in the comics. I only knew about Wally West. I've been waiting for Grant Gustin to get killed off just so I can see Wally become Flash. And I'm like, he's been getting all scot-free for a while. You know? When are we going to do what we need to do? And not against Grant Gustin. He's a dope Flash. But from what I remember growing up, I don't see half of it. Hulk Girl, I haven't seen any mentions of other than her being a barista, which was mentioned 3 goddamn times, and like Flash every time she spoke. But You're right. There's a lot. Like, I watched Young Justice heavy, and I really hope that they greenlit another season because the last season was fire. But Dr. Fate was in that a lot. But you're right. Yeah. I think
but DC like, at if this you, point. It's like if you look at this movie, right? Just look at it. The Rock is there. He's the selling point enough, right? Now these people are going to go to the theaters. If they're comic book fans or not, you know, if it's a casual audience, I just think of who's going to know Hawkman, you know, like who's going to know?
We barely know Hawkgirl.
Yeah, I was like, the only reason why I know is because I remember watching the original Justice League cartoon, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's half the reason I know half the freaking Justice League Unlimited is why well, I even know Unlimited half the character. Like, exactly, they plashed it like every fucking. I felt like every hero is in Justice League Unlimited, just regardless if they in the episode or not. If you just watch the opening, I feel like every superhero within the DC comics that's in that opening.
You know, like, get a YouTube breakdown. Like, oh yeah, okay, I know what that is. Other than that, it was the same three. We got a Superman storyline. We even seen Shazam one time. And I was like, all right, I guess that's cool. Let's just talk about
like that. If you. I don't even know his name, but the dude who's just Silver. I think he has like the atomic symbol on his chest. Like that dude,
Captain Atom.
There you go. Like, like all the obscure names is right there.
And all I know is he's as strong as Superman, but Superman can still beat him, apparently, because, you know, Superman got plot armor. The thing is with The Rock, man, is, like, he should be in The Expendables, where you know the story is trash, but you want to see people do action movie. He's just going to... His demeanor is the same. He can't play anyone else. Like, that was one of the biggest problems I had with the Hobbs and Shaw movie in the first place. You made Hobbs three-dimensional, but there's nothing about Hobbs that I would have wanted to see. I don't care about him going back to his roots to see Simone Owens do some things. Like, what am I watching? Like, I didn't need that. He would have been a mystery. I would have liked him as an enigma. It's cool, but
cash grab.
Yeah, but cash grab's got to start making sense from now.
He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood, man.
I can see why, because, you know, he gives it, he cares about the stuff he plays. Even if he knows the movie's going to be a flop, he will be like, yo, this is cinema. Like, I'm all in. Like,
even if it's a bad movie, I feel like every rock movie is a financial success. Even if it's a bad movie.
Yeah, because Hobbs and Shaw did what it was supposed to do.
And then you have those string of movies that come out with him and Kevin Hart. Like, I feel like him and Kevin Hart is just gold together. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I want them to do something else. Like, I would watch it. But it's funny, because I didn't see Central Intelligence, because I did not see The Rock funny. This man's like 8 feet tall with muscles looking like a One Piece admiral. I don't see anything about him being like, ha ha, yo, he has range. I see him as Hobbs in every movie. But no, I take that back. I see him as Ripcord in every single movie because he originally was Hobbs in G.I. Joe. So I don't mean to unpack his career. I really don't want this to come back. I'm not going to say nothing else. I'm going to leave it alone. I don't want this to be something where it's like, oh, yeah, you was talking a lot about Dwayne, right? Like, it's just, you know what you're going to get with The Rock. You're going to get 110%, but the movie is focusing on him carrying it, and it's not going to be the best. Honestly, he should have been in Shazam 2. I feel like they're trying to use Shazam for one more movie, and that's going to include Black Adam, and then go from there.
It just makes no sense that we have a Black Adam movie without Shazam being in it.
Yeah, unless he is in there. I know Dr. Fate, and I know Black Adam are, like, really old. Like, I think Black Adam is 1,000 years old. That's why he doesn't say Shazam again. So I'm like, all right, cool. That would make sense if this is a prequel. But then I'm like, why remove yourself from the Superman? Just recast. Or just say, hey. You remember when the Suicide Squad movie, when they said he almost was Superman in the hospital? Or Superman was in critical condition? I'm like, so y'all just going to keep having an excuse as to why Superman's not here? Just kill him off. Do Superboy. You could do the Super Sons, and we could be good to go. We don't need this other stuff. But what do I know, man? I'm just... I'm an avid comic.
You just chillus.
That's chillous. Why I stay in my lane when it comes to this stuff, man. I'm not saying shit. Let them do what they want to do at this point. It is what it is.
Yeah. It's like we just gonna. at this point, at least DC side, is like, yeah, just keep releasing movies. Something will take off eventually.
Yeah, and then they're gonna watch that take off and not capitalize on it. They're gonna capitalize it on the stuff that doesn't need to be capitalized. Like, I guarantee you, Wonder Woman 3 is in the works.
Oh yeah.
Gal Gadot, and she's also dedicated to being Wonder Woman. Like, you got the actors that care. Henry Cavill was probably like, "Yo, I'm all in it," but now I'm the Witcher, so it's like.
And look, I'm telling you, he's gonna appear in Marvel. He's gonna appear. Oh, in Marvel. Yeah, definitely. I feel it.
Yo, Denzel happen. Washington is. You lost Denzel, DC. Marvel got it. I don't know
who about to see an Equalizer in a Marvel movie.
It's over. Like, who you lost Samuel L. Jackson and Denzel Washington. MCU is carrying this for another 10 years. DC is just going to be like, oh yeah, we remember you guys. But anyway, Marvel, so what are you doing? It's over. I'm like, who is Denzel playing? If he plays, so he could play Galactus or Silver Surfer. I'm invested in that.
The thing about Marvel is, like, they've been doing it for over 10 years at this point. I don't remember the exact number, but they find a way to bring you back or keep you interested. Like, in the last phase we in currently, I felt like this phase, I call this phase filler, because nothing really happened throughout this entirety of this phase. All the shows that, like, we started out hot with Loki, but after Loki, ain't nothing really happened. We just was introducing characters left and right without pushing the narrative of the MCU forward.
It's crazy that you say that, because someone had asked on Facebook, yo, what do you think is the best show? And I love Captain America and Winter Soldier in terms of it being like one of those spy thriller kind of shows. But Loki was fire, because Loki was starting to address something that was going to be the main thing. WandaVision, I thought, was going to match Loki, because I thought at first Wanda was being manipulated. It was her that did it, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then we watched all of that just for her to lose her shit. I was
on the Mephisto bandwagon. So.
Yo, yeah. I thought it was Mephisto, too. I ain't going to lie. Yo, I still think that they were going to do it, because they did some reshoots, and I'm like, damn. We guessed it. Yeah, I doubled back, and it was like, yeah, it was Agatha. Bullshit. She's not capable of that much power. Like, you're not.
It's fucking Mephisto. Like, watch when they reveal that. I'm gonna be hyped. Never happened. I was like,
damn. Then I seen Quicksilver. I was like, oh, we getting X-Men one.
When we got to Doctor Strange, I was still like, Mephisto's gonna show up by then.
I was waiting for I thought in the trailer when she was inside where the Darkhold. Where she wanted to use that it was a Darkhold, right? The book. I thought that was Mephisto's lair. I thought he was the one that was manipulating her. Mm-hmm. It was all her. I'm like, y'all really? They dropped the ball on Wanda for so many reasons. Actually, we definitely have to have an MCU conversation. There's a lot in MCU that I'm like, Wanda's a tragic character in my opinion, in which nobody was able to console her. Hawkeye was her last close tie, and he didn't show up to comfort her at all. Can you imagine? He finds out, yeah, Wanda lost her shit. She's dead now. But Hawkeye's like, wait, what the
fuck? Like, no, it was Christmas. I was in New York.
Yeah. I'm with the family. I would have called her. I was looking for a number. She don't know where to reach nobody. He probably watched her on the news in Jersey. Like, damn. Yo, pack your bags. Yeah, we going to go see the tree. Like, yo, I felt like they really. They let her down in a big way, because she just needed somebody to kind of, even what's his name was a dick who rebuilt Vision and was like, hey, he's not your property anymore. I'm like,
he ain't even come back yet.
He didn't. I'm pretty sure he's going
to flew off into the sunset and didn't come back. Like,
he was like, yo, she doing what? I'm out. Like, I got to figure out some things. It just didn't make any sense, man. But Armor Wars is going to be fire. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm like, we're about to wrap it up, but look, I'm showing up in my black and white colors for Captain America New World Order. I'm gonna have my NWO music in the background. Going with NWO.
Get that guitar playing.
Show up in the movie theater like that. Like now a lot of people gonna get the reference and be like, like, this is my movie, son. Like, new World Order.
I hope that someone said they need to start the title card with that music, and I'm all for that.
Yes, I'll be what I do in the fucking movies. You just have that playing in the background.
Like, yo, yeah, there we go. There it is. Oh my
god. Just have that music start up the movie. That don't even matter what's going on.
Or if you use it to end it too, because I'm ready for everything. We got to pencil in some episodes, like, because there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to unpack here. We've grown since the last MCU phase, and we got to talk about a lot more stuff. But mm-hmm. I'll let you. You can close this out. You Zoom's precious 4 minutes.
All right. Well, you sat here long enough to the technical difficulties. I mean, this might be released actually in a part 1, part 2. I really feel like, because I think this is going to be like a whole two hour video.
We're going to go to MCU timeline. Yeah, we ain't going to see this other part until 2020.
Separate this in half. So.
Do other episodes and then bring this back again. Like, yeah, this is going on during the recording.
Yep. But hey, this has been another episode of either Chilling with the Chillest Podcast or the Johncast Podcast, or do wherever you're watching/listening to this.
If you listen to both at the same time, we appreciate it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Thank you for lasting this long.
Yeah, for the dual plays. Yeah, we got 2 or 3 hardcore fans between the two of us. It's like, yo, they did it. Like, yo, let's go. Finally, some consistency.
I've been waiting for this, man.
I knew they was doing another one. They was teasing it.
But yeah, thank you for the support, and yeah, we over and out.
That's right. Peace, man. Appreciate it. Y'all be safe, yo.